All right. Without any further ado, I'm going to bring up our next dude. This guy has been an activist, a speaker, radio personality. He's known as Radical Russ. Or Radical Russ, I'm sorry. Give him some love, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Radical Russ!
Thank you so much. Hello, Boston Freedom Rally. My name is Radical Russ Belleville. I'm from Portland, Oregon, where marijuana is legal. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. I'm so excited for you guys to get the chance to vote yes on question four to get your own legal marijuana. But you know, some people out there don't think it's legal enough. They're like, it's only an ounce. It's only a few plants, that's not enough. Let me tell you from experience, everything changes when you legalize an ounce of marijuana. First thing that happens is they retire the pot sniffing drug dogs. They have to retire these dogs because once marijuana is legal, sniffing marijuana doesn't mean there's a crime. They can't smell the difference between a gram and a pound. So they get rid of the drug dogs. They get rid of all these excuses cops get to use to abuse your rights. Oh, I smell marijuana. Oh, I see some flakes of weed on your shirt. Oh, you've got a High Times in your on your coffee table. All these excuses they use to abuse your rights go away. And this means that we see a significant reduction in marijuana arrests, and not just for what you legalize. In the state of Colorado, after they legalized, there was an 80% reduction from the year before legalization to the year after legalization in all marijuana charges. Not just the less than an ounce, not just the less than six plants, but all of them. For people that were trafficking pounds, people that were growing dozens and dozens of plants, those charges went away. Four out of five charges went away because all that probable cause trick they get to use went away. All the easy tricks the cops get to use went away. In Washington State, the reduction was 63%, and that's because Washington State doesn't have home grow. But still, almost two out of three arrests went away for all marijuana crimes just by legalizing an ounce. In the state of Oregon, we do not have a marijuana possession felony. You can have 6 pounds in your car and it's just a misdemeanor. We recently had a story of a man that was caught with over 200 plants in his backyard. The cops showed up, took 196 of them, and left him the 4 plants he's allowed to legally have. No charges, no arrests. Just, I'm sorry, sir, that's too many plants. We're gonna take the excess. Have a nice day. That's how much legalization can change your world. But from my perspective, the number one thing, I mean, they talk about we bring in tens and 20 and $30 million in tax revenue per month. They talk about how many jobs we've created. They talk about how there's this economic boom in all the legalization states. To me, as a marijuana consumer for the past 20, 21, 26 years, the number one thing to me about Oregon legalizing marijuana is the price crashes. How much you folks spend in here, allegedly, hypothetically, for a 1/2 ounce of top shelf cannabis? How much? Yeah, a lot of money, right? Boston, pretty spending, trying to buy yourself top shelf. The other day I went and bought Durban Poison, 23.12% THC, 1/2 ounce, $75 for a 1/2 ounce. $75 for a 1/2 ounce of the best quality, top of the world cannabis you can buy, $75. And that was with the taxes. That's with taxes included. So not only did I get the best possible price on cannabis, but I also did some good for the community by my tax money helping out the schools, helping out the rest of the government. This is what legalization can do for you, and you've got this opportunity with question four to pass it. And don't think that it's a slam dunk. It's gonna be tough here in Massachusetts. We need every single vote we can get, because while I'm enjoying legal cannabis in the state of Oregon after 2014, in 2012 we had it on the ballot and we lost. We lost in 2012 while Washington and Colorado passed it. And there was no worse feeling in the world than the next day knowing that the people in the state right next to me were legal and I was still a criminal. Don't let Maine pass their legalization and leave Massachusetts in the dust. I don't want to see you guys having to drive all the way to Portland or to Bangor or wherever the hell you're going to be able to get your legal weed in Maine. Let's legalize it right here in Massachusetts. What do you say? Vote yes on question four, right? I'm Radical Russ Belville. I'm with CannabisRadio.com, and on election night, we're going to have live coverage. Did you know there's 9 states voting on marijuana reform? 9 states. 5 for legalization: California, Massachusetts, Maine, Arizona, and Nevada. 4 for medical marijuana: Florida, Arkansas, North Dakota, and Montana. I'm going to have coverage of all 9 of them. 6 hours of coverage starting at 6 p.m. Eastern time on election day. CannabisRadio.com, all live. Live reporters from every state will be the first to tell you who legalizes and when. And I hope I get to say that question 4 passed in Massachusetts. I'm Radical Russ, Cannabis Radio. Thank you for your time. Appreciate it. Have a good Freedom Rally and a happy Stony Sunday, everybody.